Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning, and we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, President Biden's new timeline is now calling for enough vaccine for every adult American by the end of May. The timeline also calls for all teachers to be vaccinated by the end of March, but he warned, we cannot let our guard down. The accelerated process was outlined after the White House brokered a deal with Merck to boost production of Johnson & Johnson's vaccine, says the New York Times. Meanwhile, that quote I just read, and we've been saying over and over and over again, Alan, we cannot let our guard down. And on the same page in the New York Times, Texas, Mississippi to lift mask mandates, let all businesses reopen to full capacity.
Well, there will be recompense for that. Obviously, if Texas opens everything up and says, everybody go back and forget, you know, because there are signs being held up saying being out of work is worse than getting COVID. No, getting COVID is you're dead. And there are ways to do both, to open things up, but gradually and make sure that you're doing it right and not go into this self-denial, this Trumpism that we know exists in this country. And here's the governor of Texas who just messed up in one of the worst storms they ever had there. And now he's messing up again, and he's going to mess up people's lives. The older you get, the more vulnerable you get, and there are going to be a lot of people dying in Texas and in Mississippi and in other places where the politics comes over the reality, and the reality is you got to wear that mask, you got to take care of yourself. If you're told to stay home, stay home. If you can work from home, you work from home until this is all over. Now, I'll tell you something, Joe Biden is going to deserve a lot of praise here, whether he gets it or not. You know, I have a feeling that Trumpers love the idea that they're going to get protected in some way, but they're going to be in denial that Biden is the one who did all of this. But he did. He invoked the image of one of the most comprehensive pulling together moments in American history, and that was World War II. And he said he took advantage of the Defense Production Act and worked it in such a way that Johnson & Johnson was being helped by others to make sure that everybody was on the same page working this thing. You know, in World War II, the major automobile companies started making tanks and stopped making automobiles in so many ways. That is why we have an American positive spirit here. The American people want that, they get it. And if they don't want it, and if they let corrupt and foolish leaders take them down the wrong path, that is going to be something that we will regret for a long time.
The FBI director yesterday saying domestic terrorism metastasizing throughout the U.S. Christopher Wray defended the Bureau's handling and testimony of intelligence in advance of the attack on the Capitol. But domestic terrorism and certainly white supremacy is not new to this country.
David, I watched the testimony. I watched all of it. And it was extraordinary. Look, this guy spoke extremely well. Could this thing have been avoided? Probably. Could the intelligence agencies in the United States, and should the intelligence agencies in the United States, seen this coming? Of course they should. And the FBI director obviously is unleashed from his responsibilities under Trump. After all, he was appointed by Trump, but he was pretty clear in what our difficulties are. And the spread of domestic terrorism, this terrible group of people who have been so indoctrinated with this idea, and they believe it. That's what's so terrible, or most of them do, this idea that the United States has been hijacked and that only they, by doing this terror and by doing things like the Capitol invasion, can put it back on track. And that, of course, is exactly wrong. What it will do is it will take our democracy and make it into something that resembles Hitler's fascism and Mussolini. And the more I see Trump's face, the more it looks like Mussolini to me.
Alan, what's your sense of the Supreme Court right now and whether they'll gut the Voting Rights Act?
Well, if history is a guide, they will gut the Voting Rights Act. You know, there are some things that they had to say no to Trump on because it was so antithetical to what this country stands for. But they are appointed by Trump, and we know that across the United States now, there are attempts to change everything around so that poor people can't vote, so there aren't enough voting stations, so you can't vote by mail, you can't vote early. They're not fooling anybody. They're trying to do the very thing that Trump always talks about. They're trying to steal the election by changing the rules. And frankly, they're getting away with it. And my bet is that to some degree, this Supreme Court is going to go along with that.
Top Democrats in New York are calling the Cuomo allegations troubling, sexual harassment allegations, of course, but are not joining calls for him to step down. But the leaders of the New York State Senate and Assembly did announce an agreement Tuesday to roll back embattled Governor Andrew Cuomo's emergency powers, which were granted last year to confront the coronavirus pandemic. Your thoughts this morning as the scandal roils the second floor?
Well, it does. Every day that Cuomo survives this is a better day for him. You know, sooner or later, people get tired. A lot depends on, frankly, David, who comes forward. Are we going to see more of this? So far, it's bad, but it's not the worst. It could get worse. It could stay stet, as we say, the same as it is now. I don't believe Cuomo is going to resign, nor do I think, frankly, he should. And I do believe that he's made a series of bad mistakes. And, you know, you got to be very careful when you're the governor or anybody else. But the cultural norms and the way in which men and women are going to be interacting from now on have been extraordinarily changed by all of this. So, look, there's going to be debates over these relationships, whether age differences mean that people should not get together, which is something that has happened in this country for a long, long time. All of that is up for grabs right now. And I see the Cuomo affair as being symbolic of those changes.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Thank you for doing this.
And thank you, David. Love talking to you every morning. I get up, and there you are. Wonderful.
Me too.